إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم؟ قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض. قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Indeed, those whom the angels take away while they are wrongdoing themselves, these angels asked, why'd you mess up? What state were you in? They replied, these people, we were abased in the land, we were weak. The angels here might smile and be like, that's not going to work. You were told to migrate. The angels will say, was not Allah's earth vast enough so that you might migrate in it? The refuge of such shall be hell, and it is an evil destination. The verse is saying that if you can't practice your religion, you have to migrate. The Muslims were ordered to migrate. What does that tell us? That tells us that if you want to stay in a land, but if you're going to stay in that land, you have no choice but to take on the color of those people that are not Muslim, take on their culture, their way of life, in a way that it compromises the red lines of Islam. Allah says those 70 or 80 years are not worth the 800,000 years. We got to think about it a little bit. We have eternity before us. How much do I respect myself? If it means that I'm going to have to give it up, I have no choice, it's still worth it, because the infinity and eternity that I have waiting for me will be secured, if that's the only way to secure it. And that's why you have this concept of at-ta'arrub ba'd al-hijra, that if you travel from a Muslim land where you're able to practice your religion to a non-Muslim land where you're not able to practice your religion, you're not able to pray properly, you're not able to observe the hijab properly, whatever it is, you're falling into haram a lot because of, you know, how the people are dressed outside and so on, it's wajib to go back to that Muslim land that you were living in. And the ahadith that are out there for ta'arrub ba'd al-hijra, how serious this concept is, how dangerous it is, it blows your mind. But you're saying, you know what, but I've made it here, I'm here, my parents, they came here, my grandparents came here, I ended up here because of them coming. This is a blessing itself. I'm not saying leave, brothers and sisters. I'm saying if that's the ruling, then I better do my best so that every second of me being here is not considered haram anymore because of ta'arrub ba'd al-hijra. The price I'm going to have to pay to be able to stay here is a price of taqwa. Think of it like that, brothers and sisters. Think of it like that. You're not here for free. If you're going to be here, there's a price you have to pay. That means you're going to have to go by Allah's law here even. This is the price we have to pay. Whoever migrates in the way of Allah will find many havens, plenitude in the earth. يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The day He calls you, you will respond to Him. It's so beautiful. And you will think you only remained a little in that life. It'll be over. Once you get closer to Allah, slowly you'll understand how much this dunya is really worth. Yes, it's full of pleasure. The problem is that it's going to end.